love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings. In the grace of the Lord, I've been extremely busy and very grateful for that because I'd rather be busy than just simply idle and missing you. I'm busy and missing you. I've been extremely busy for the last couple of weeks, and I take great joy in that. You know, because I'm working 12, 14-hour days, and this is delightful. Of course, it's been raining, and hopefully tomorrow I'll get out because I haven't been out in 3 days. Yuck. One of the things, because, you know, I one of the areas of study has been, to a degree, the war in Syria. And I do point out it's an invasion. It's not a civil war. And there's been more stuff come out. I just scanned through a report that came out about the fraud of the OPCW and the a report on the Duma alleged chemical attack. And this report that I have has pictures and whatnot are pretty gruesome because, you know, people were found dead in stairwells and so forth, allegedly gassed by bombs that were dropped, you know. And of course, the report says, you know, there's a little problem when the bomb goes through a hole in the roof, makes a 90-degree turn and lands on a bed. It's kind of like, there's a problem here. And of course, what I'm finding out is the people that they found on the stairwell who did die of some sort of chemical issue were gassed elsewhere and brought there. And, you know, I think about, what does it take to do that? What kind of cruelty does it take to say, I have to set up a false flag in order to do that? I'm going to kill some people and flop their bodies down here. You know, we see the popular video of the young kids being watered, you know, rinsed down in the hospital. They were invited into the hospital to get food. They weren't sick. And so the whole thing was fraud. But, you know, that's easy to show. But the way they killed those people was horrific. And again, I think, what does it take? You know, yeah, okay, those people are dead. But the people who did it are probably still alive. What kind of character does it take to do that kind of deed? What kind of character does it take to be unwilling to claim Christ and be unwilling to be obedient to him, such as, dare I say, reconciliation? You know, one of the things that I've studied so much on has been the whole purpose of Christ coming into his creation. He is the creator who stepped into his creation. That is abundantly clear. And he did it for one purpose, to reconcile himself to his elect. To reconcile himself to his elect. Fundamental purpose, reconciliation. That's why we see reconciliation repeated several times. This is the apokatalosso, the total reconciliation, complete reconciliation. It's done. It's finished. Ah, he used those words, didn't he? And it's on his initiative alone. But he calls his elect to do the same. Jim Cross follows suit. A man is trying to reconcile with you. Come to the table. Or tell me how you are different from the people who took and gassed innocent parties and threw them in a stairwell in Duma. There's absolutely no difference. None whatsoever. If you claim to be Christ, you're set. You're called to a higher standard. Live it. Or you're a liar. A brother is seeking reconciliation with you. I want to be able to look at you and you look at me and we see in each other a brother that we have no ill feelings towards, that we've reconciled with, that we feel a true, honest love for. Don't deny that opportunity, please.